The California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation is trying out a rule that gives inmates with life sentences the chance to get a lower security classification, allowing them a little more freedom. Capital Public Radio's Sally Schilling went to Solano State Prison to find out if high-level offenders are taking advantage of the opportunity.
California has four different security levels for its prisons. Level one is the lowest, four is the highest. Lieutenant John Ojo says Solano State Prison has levels two and three.
Level two is there's no gun coverage, which is a major difference, and inside are all dorm settings. And level three, it's all cells, and there's gun coverage 24 hours a day.
If you're sentenced to life without possibility of parole, the lowest level you used to be able to transfer down to was a level three, or if you have possibility of parole, down to a level two. Now, California's Corrections Department has decided that these inmates can move down another level if they have good behavior and pass a review. Daniel Hopper, a Latino inmate at Solano, remembers when he moved to a level three. He came from a level four prison where you couldn't use a drinking fountain at the same time as an inmate of another race.
First day there on the yard, I go out and I'm drinking water, and a black guy comes up next to me and starts drinking water. And I remember just like looking and pulling back.
Some other inmates were standing behind him.
They're like, no, you can drink water right now. I was like, with him there? They're like, yeah. Like, you sure? You ain't gonna get me stabbed? And the attitude was, yeah.
Chrissy Kokobashvili with the Corrections Department says it has an obligation to house inmates in the lowest level safely possible. She says California's prisons used to be too overcrowded to attain this goal. But after prison realignment and changes in sentencing laws, they are now able to work on it.
A lot of stuff has happened to where our population has changed, and we no longer have those inmates who are serving really short sentences. So we need to make those opportunities available for people who have the longer sentences.
Nina Salerno with Crime Victims United says the department needs to be more careful in how it deals with these highest level offenders who can pose safety risks to inmates and officers.
There's mostly concerns for the officers inside. I mean, there's a high rate of assault that goes on in prisons, and now you're taking people, especially those life without the possibility of parole, they really have nothing to lose.
Jeff Hall is an inmate on the level three side at Solano. He was sentenced to life without parole for a murder he committed in Santa Clara when he was 18.
I've been in prison for 25 years, believe it or not.
He's participated in numerous prison programs and now leads one called Man Up, a support group that focuses on character building and anger management.
Stand up!
Stand up!
Stand up!
All these years that I've spent, you know, working very, very hard to follow the rules and not get involved in all the nonsense of prison, I find it as a little reward.
When I spoke with Hall in May, he had been granted a transfer to a level two prison and was just waiting for the paperwork to be processed.
The violence, the racial separation, all of that stuff that persists on a level three and a level four, it's really not who I am. Prison has put me in a box I don't want to be in. They're recognizing that just because a person has life without the possibility of parole doesn't necessarily mean that I'm the same person I was when I was 18 to the person now where I'm 43.
The new rule is currently being reviewed and will either be finalized or disapproved later this month. Sally Schilling, Capital Public Radio News.
Sally contacted the California Correctional Peace Officers Association several times for comment on the story, but did not get a response. This is Capital Public Radio.